Good morning and welcome to our chapel service today. Today we are honored and pleased to have with us Reverend Marcus Burkholz, the president of Friends of China. And he's also a Bethany High School and College, junior college graduate. So we're pleased to have him as our guest preacher today. Shannon Bomey, who also serves with Friends of China, will be present today at a table in the lobby in Old Main near the cafeteria, in case any of you would like to find out more information about the Friends of China program. We begin our worship today with the singing of hymn number 591, Luther's great mission hymn, May God Bestow on Us His Grace. Please rise.
May the grace of Christ our Savior, the Father's boundless love, and the Holy Spirit's favor rest upon us from above. I direct your heart's attentions to Mark chapter 5. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So far our reading. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 50 years ago, I walked the halls of this place as a senior in high school. 53 years ago, on my first day going to chapel and the opening service, I met a classmate who happens now to be Jake Creer's father-in-law. But my classmate had a younger sister. I just wanted you to know today is our 41st wedding anniversary. Yes. Cherry is here with us. Little did I understand God's hand in directing and leading me throughout my life. But I look back, and it's been an awesome journey. Because in ninth grade, I took one of these aptitude tests, and I scored a -9 on becoming a clergy. Guess who sat in heaven and laughed? I didn't want to. Back in the year 2000, well, I should say, it was 50 years ago when our president was killed. I had a science teacher, some of you knew him as Ivor, who refused to give us a test that week because it was such an emotional time on campus with the death of a president that he said, I want you to do good in class. Let's wait so you can do your best. It was his influence and others that would lead me into the ministry. What God had in store for me, I never planned to make 8 trips to mainland China and Hong Kong. It started in the year 2000 when a pastor, Lauren Steele, had an opportunity to bring English second language teachers to mainland China. He called me up and said, how do we do this, Mark? And so we had a meeting in my church in Stillwater. That fall, we sent 4 teachers to mainland China. This year, this fall, we sent 66 English second language teachers to mainland China. We have 1,000 a week in Bible class. We got 40 studying to be church workers. We got 6 in seminary level classes. Now, this is not according to the rules of the government, but we know who we serve, and we've got an awesome story to share with God's protection. That journey has been amazing. And so when I come and enjoy this opportunity, if we got 66 teachers, I always am looking for more teachers. Mm-hmm. Guess why I'm on campus? Yes. Now, we got strict qualifications of anyone that goes. And our first one, I like to note this, is you have to be breathing. And most of you qualify this morning. Okay? Second, you have to have a 4-year college degree. It does not have to be in English. And the most important, we want you to have known Christ and to be willing to make him known. Christians. It's an interesting journey of whom God chooses. I think if you turn to our text, you would be shocked that the Lord could figure out to make a missionary out of the man in our text. In fact, if I go back into the text a little bit earlier, I want to read with you. This man lived in the tombs. No one could bind him, not even with chains. He had often been chained to hand and foot, and he tore the chains apart and broke the irons with his feet. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. How would you like to have him for a roommate in the dorm? Yeah, right. You know, or down the hall, the SWAT team comes in, puts handcuffs on him, he takes them out, and he breaks the chains, and he walks free. Okay, this is the kind of man that begged to go with Jesus. What happened was he had known the impact of Satan in his life and totally been consumed, but he ran into the power of the word of Jesus, the power of the gospel, who rescued him from Satan, who gave him hope and gave him peace and gave him a heart's desire. He begged to go with Jesus wherever Jesus wanted him to go. He begged, Lord, where can you use me? I got to just tell you, the founder of Friends of China was born an atheist and a bigot. His parents taught him not to believe in God and not to like anybody with the skin of another color than his. He became a high school teacher, a police officer in Watson, did covert operations for the U.S. government. And how do you make a Wells pastor out of him? He ran into a Christian girl who would not compromise her faith and said, you got to take a class from my pastor. And he ran into the power of the gospel the power of the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament, and he confessed Jesus as his Savior, and he basically said, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. And so today, I'm going to ask you to reflect of where you have run into the power of the gospel in your life. Where Satan has worked in you, where you have sinned, where you've been ashamed to the name of Christ, where you've disappointed family, disappointed teachers, professors, and yourself, and your God, and yet he has had mercy. You've experienced grace. In the washing of baptism, he still calls you his child. And he's not going to abandon you. He is not willing that any should perish. And those of you who have communed to hear those words given and poured out for you for the remission of sins, it's awesome. I know you can't all go to China. But maybe some of you are fighting it, and he sits in heaven and laughs, just like he did 53 years ago for me. But we're ready. We got a spot for you. But maybe Jesus' words of our text applies to the greater of you this morning. Go home. Go back to your dorm. Go back to your hometown, your home country, and tell what great things God has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, where we cannot go, touch the hearts of those who can. Be with them, protect them, guide them, and be with us, that we can be living testimonies to how you have had mercy on each one of us. To the name of Jesus and his glory, we pray. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. We close with the hymn. Look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace.